your refuge from the Avenger of Blood, Joshua 23. God established cities of refuge within a half-day's journey from any place in Israel to minimize revenge killings. Murderers could claim refuge from immediate prosecution by telling the priest they accidentally killed someone, and when it was later determined at the trial the killing was intentional, they were executed. Fast forward to John the Baptist, who was worried he was baptizing people who falsely claimed they repented of sin. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance." Matthew 3:5-8. The Greek word translated worthy means self-evident proof. John was saying, come back after you've proved by your behavior you've repented. Many were just sorry for their sin, which is merely the repentance of Judas. Saving repentance requires saving faith. Otherwise, it's a mockery. Because unless God supernaturally changes your heart to stop your sinning, you won't. If someone makes a decision for Christ and doesn't bear fruit worthy of repentance, he's like the prisoner waiting for a trial at a city of refuge. Unless he savingly repents, he'll be executed. Those who are truly saved repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds, Acts 26:20 NIV. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, 1 John 3:10. Saving repentance validates saving faith and saving grace. If you're saved, you are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them, Ephesians 2, verse 10. So make sure your repentance is saving repentance, for when the Avenger of Blood catches you, you'll be judged.